just tuned into the Flamingos podcast, and my voice is gone.
Because of the game ball.
But that is what it is. We're here for our second session today from the third day of Bread event by Hypebeast and Bragg. We have... I'm Yacht, by the way.
Kenzie on the mic.
And we have here with us one of the... I would love to say, and he is, for a fact, the OG in the multimedia scene. He's a director.
Yes.
Producer.
Yep. I don't like that, but yeah.
No? Yeah. One of Baynuna basketball days.
Originators. Yep.
OGs as well?
Yes, definitely.
Only real ones would know that.
We actually got to see some of that by Nuno today, too.
Yeah.
We'll get into
it. I saw that.
We'll get into
it. We're going to get to that. But I have here with me, guys, Omar Tartoub.
Let's go. على فكرة موضوع بينونة ده is very underrated, huh?
What?
It's very underrated موضوع بينونة ده. Nobody talks about it. Nobody knows.
At all.
It's the foundation. It's the
and foundation. No one knows.
It's the beginning.
And that's something I'm going to say. And correct me if I'm wrong. Did Baynuna Days spark Omar Tartoub that we're seeing today?
100,000,000%. Bro, this is the foundation for everything. Baynuna and everything before it. So it's not just Baynuna. It was the basketball. It's the community around the basketball. Like, and I said it before, we were talking about it. And the basketball was the hub for everything around it. So if you're talking about culture, you're talking about basketball, and you have everything around it, like the dancers,
the music,
the skateboards,
football.
The people who ما عندهم أي حاجة, they're just chilling. They're there for
البقالة.
Anything. البقالة, and then you have the بقالة.
بكتريات. محارب بحر.
Exactly, bro. So like everything. Yeah, like I said before.
Nebras, shout out to Nebras, real quick one.
Nebras, bro. Abud, I said Abud, bro. Like, yeah.
Alamein
was a little bit far.
Yeah, it was.
Those areas.
Zayani.
Yeah, of course. Baynuna was definitely an inspiration, foundation, and
the
a start.
The beginning.
Yeah. So before, you know, everything else. For those that, you know, are not aware, who is Omar Tartoub?
Okay, هي the toughest, صح إنه for somebody to introduce you themselves.
Himself, yeah. That's why I gave a quick one.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna go with the current one because يعني over time you change and you become someone else وكذا. But for now I'm a director. I call myself an artist, visual artist, and a fan of music and a fan of a culture and a fan of anything that comes from home. يعني I'm a homer. So.
Do you fall under the naming of a creative? Because I would love to call it more like that.
100%, of course.
To me, you are a person that ticks all the boxes of a creative.
I had stages. So I started as a photographer. I did some cinematography. Now I'm directing. So it's like, it's kind of the mother of all the roles. But I had stages where, and in the zaman, and I used to draw and design. So I'm definitely a creative. Like, I'm in that category.
You really sparked your showcased your talent during the videography. And you started with photography at the beginning. What made that transition? What made that shift? And how did you find yourself like, I'm going to be a videographer, a director?
In the photos, or like in the photography, I was always a storyteller. Like, I would love to tell a story from a picture. So if I'm taking a photo, it's not just gonna be about the photo, it's gonna be about the story. So I fell in love with the storytelling through visuals.
Okay.
And then the transition from photography to motion or videos was very seamless, because in the videos you have wider space to tell the story or to showcase something. Although photos are actually harder than videos than films.
Why is that?
Why? Because you need to tell a whole story with one frame.
Okay.
And you don't have any other elements to tell the story with.
Okay.
So it's just one frozen frame that you need to tell the story with.
It has to express a lot of meanings, a lot of stuff.
Exactly. So one click. In the film, you have
sequences.
You have sequences. You have more than one stage. So you have the preparation, you have the film, you have a crew, you have a full, you know, creative crew. Anybody can come up with the input, and then you have the post with the edit, so you can change and, you know, like change the narrative. But in the photos, it's just one click, one moment. You need to tell the whole story. Okay. So it's definitely harder. But I like to play more, so like the videos give me more space and more people to work with. So
And concerning you as Tartoub, not a lot of people know the background of Omar Tartoub. Like we talk about Bainuna and we talk about the inspiration that came from those back in the days, but not a lot of people know that you as Tartoub started basically from scratch. And you moved and you kept on progressing and evolving. So can you walk us through how that process, how did you do it? What inspired you to do it? What was your inspiration behind it? And how did you find that drive to go along this path?
And I consider myself a little bit late in the game. Yani, Yahya would know this. Because till a very late stage of my life, I did not even realize in Noana I'm creative or I should be in the creative scene. So I was just, you know, like doing 9 to 5. I was in a totally different life. And I always had a camera that I was just documenting. So I fell in love with documentation, documenting things.
Yeah.
And from that, I realized that I have a different eye for even documenting just normal stuff. At that time, that was 2013, 2012. So I started doing that and I was very consistent at it. And then I started look at myself in the mirror and see that creative person in front of me, and I started believing in myself. So that was that transition. But of course, like we were saying, we were talking about Bainuna. Bainuna, for people that don't know, Bainuna is a name for a basketball court that put people together. And of course, this is one of the things, like creatives usually work with their conscious mind.
Yeah.
All of these stuff were saved in the conscious mind, and it came, you know,
yeah.
To life.
Yeah,
to life.
As a result, eventually.
Yeah, but then before that, I started design. Like that was the major.
Okay.
And then when I found out that, you know, I have something to do with creative and taking photos. And
that's stuff. One thing that you said that's really caught me, and I find it really interesting. And me and the guys, we always try to do it, consistency. That is something I believe is really a key to everything. How you manage to have this consistency. Because back in the days, you know how hard is it? You know, here, you know, as a creative, to really, you know, keep it. What made you really like go like, you know what? No, I really have this, I got this.
I think I tasted something, like the passion for it. Like, it's either one of two things. And both sides, you have to have passion. Either you have to have passion for business, or you have to have passion for the art itself, for you to be consistent. Yeah. So instead of looking for the consistency, I think you should look for the passion. That will, and the consistency will
it's
come
more
by itself.
Everything
it will come
you.
By itself. So it's either you have the passion for business side of it, and you know like what is the results can happen like later if you are consistent, or the passion for the art itself. Yani. And consistent is key, even if you start with something small. And now, as I'm speaking now, I'm even preaching that to myself, because I'm losing like the sense of consistency in, you know, like in some stuff, which we all need to do here.
And at what age did you start this?
The creative?
Yeah.
Like I said, it was a little bit late. So I was...
Why do you consider yourself late at that?
28, 29.
Oh, okay. But then back in the days, you used to carry... So you started... Do you really mean that you started this late professionally?
Yeah, professionally. Like when I knew that this is the
this
path
is it. This
that
is
I want to take. Yeah, of course. Okay. Like in your late 20s, that's when... When things get really critical with your life.
I have a house. I have to have a house. I have to have a life.
And by the way, like, and now people come up to me and tell me that this wasn't an inspiration move. But back in the days, I did not even know, like, me leaving a 5 to 9 job with nothing and just go for freelancing. Now it's a little bit easier. But back in the days, 2013, that was a little bit tough. So it was like kind of an edgy move.
It was a risky move. I remember the exact conversation because we were working in the same place, and he was like, man, I'm done with this 9-to-5 thing. I need to pursue.
Right, and I had bills to pay.
I was looking. Are you serious? Serious?
Is it the right time to take such a decision in my life?
You just take photos. Like, yani, explain that to my dad.
For example,
yani, imagine me going to the house, telling him, I quit my job to take photos.
What is that? What is he gonna do?
To be honest, I didn't tell him right then, like that. Yeah, I was too scared.
Slowly. Started getting those checks.
Yeah.
Asma, you get paid. Like, I got you. Asma, can I go there?
And whenever, so, actually, that's true. Whenever I get like payment for taking photos, well, for something creative, I'd go to my dad and tell him, Asma, this is from taking photos. And he'd look at me like.
You know, parents from our culture, yes. That's the only way to, you know, because. I understand, by the way, why they have this stigma about us, because it might be a bit tough for them to digest or understand where is the world going right now. It's more of a digital world.
And then
we're
in a community that believes Dr. Mohandis.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know what, yeah, back in the days, you really had to be something like that to really make it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a photographer back in the days, it was in...
Yeah.
It wouldn't get you as much as, you know, but now it's a whole industry. Media is a whole industry that is influential, big, blah, blah, blah.
But you know what? You know when did I get the approval?
Uh-huh.
When did I get the right approval?
The
and
staff,
I was like, yeah, tamam, sure. When other people were telling my dad in New York, Omar
is there.
Omar is this. Omar is that. This is when he goes like,
now
he gets impressed.
You're serious?
Now I get it. Follow the other ones. I showed him stuff. My name is there. I've been asked to do this. I did this.
You showed him a movie directed by Omar.
All of this does not work, man. Follow. I showed him everything. Actually, I worked with Shigeri. Ahmed Shigeri.
Yeah.
So he was like, as soon as he saw my name in the credit for Twitter, he looked and he was like,
nice work.
How come ما خدت عمر حسيب?
Like, how you on it? Talking about that, what initiated Omar Tartoub?
Tartoub?
Yes, Tartoub. Yeah, for people that don't know.
Tartoub? For people that don't know, yeah. Tartoub is a slang word for, it's mainly used in Abu Dhabi for Tartib. Yeah. So kind of like بدلعوا ترتيب لترتوب.
Yeah, as in, got it.
Yeah, and it started in a funny way. And I was picking the name to actually start a business. I was like, I'll call it Tartoub. And then everybody started calling me Tartoub. I'm like, guys, this is
right, this is it.
This is the business. But then it actually became like
it became its own thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how it came about. And it's well known in Abu Dhabi. Yani.
Yeah. Everybody that you go to in Abu Dhabi, especially the young ones right now. And I see you every time.
Yeah.
Asma, Kida.
Tartoub.
Got it.
That's
it.
Yeah. Also, because for a very long time, I also know you from before that like from before the business. So
I have a photo, huh?
Huh?
I have a photo. I can show it to you now.
Okay. I want to see that. I want to see that.
Nobody wants to see that.
I really want to see that. He's in it too.
But, okay.
Keep talking. So I remember I keep telling Yani when I speak about you, I keep saying Omar Hasib. And they go like, who's Omar Hasib?
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah.
الفكره اتس هي في ديفايند لاين كده اني بادي كولز مي عمر حسيب طوال بعمل اي نو ذا كالكوليشن انه 2014 اند بيفور طوال اني بادي كولز ترتوب ات داز نوت ايدنتيفاي حسيب
لك ذاتس
يور 7 ييرز جديد
نوت انف هيستوري
اوكي توكين اباوت ذا اندستري ذات يو ار ان وات ذا ميديا اندستري رايت هاو واز ات وين يو فيرست ستارتد بروفيشنالي
Professionally?
Yeah. You started officially at what year?
2014.
But before that, I remember there was videos. So you're heavily affiliated with Freak. And I would like to consider Ahmed Carter has been always there in your journey. You know, and shout out to Ahmed Carter as well.
Shout out to Ahmed Carter. Saudi.
What was your involvement? And I'm going to bring this from the dust. What was your involvement in Freak TV? That's something that culture,
yeah.
Abu Dhabi.
A lot of people do not even.
That's it. So Bainuna Skate Park, this is when it started. Like, that's the foundation. When I said the foundation for everything, I really meant it. It's the foundation for everything. So Freak was skateboarder in that park.
Yeah.
Freak, for people that don't know, he started doing videos long before we all started. They started doing sketches in Abu Dhabi.
I remember the sketches.
Yeah.
Stretch.
Yeah.
So he started doing sketches, and he was doing videos here and there. And then we would, and then we connected. When I started doing videos, I started studying an SAE in a film school, and a freak used to act. So okay. with the videos that he make, he used to act. So
let's now moving on to how you met Freak as well.
No, okay. So how we met Freak? We met yani, since we're 13, 14.
I mean, when you start
the basketball court and from the street, yani, from the mother care court.
I know.
You know what's up? It's crazy.
Can be a chess board here.
We were just talking about, you know, that wasn't even a court. That was just a parking lot where, imagine that, a father got his son a basketball rim. No, it was in Khaldiya. Just got him a basketball rim and put it outside. Then this basketball court became like a pinned location for the best bowlers in the city, for people to hang out, for people to meet up, and it became like a hub, you know? And yani, shout out to his father and shout out to Charlie. His name was Charlie. He was a little kid. Shout out to them. And if they just remove that rim, they
will
diminish. Exactly, they will diminish a lot of dreams, a lot of activities that were depending on that and that place. So going back to it, me and Freak, we met there, and me and Freak used to live in the same area, not Siahi. So like we live in the same area, and we go to the same like courts and playgrounds. So it was very organic, yani. 2014, when I got into film, we became stronger, like our relationship became stronger because we were in the same direction of doing videos.
Entertainment.
And, entertainment in general. So like everything was very yani, organic.
Yeah.
Then we started shooting music videos and content and stuff.
And you have been the person who's always directing our fake videos, right? Since the kickoff of his career, you've been there since now, right? And this is something that we've always been talking about, that these guys started as a team, you know. And it's always important that if you're gonna have a project, it's really important to have the people around you, a team, a family, that you know they all share the same vision, they all together, you know. And the kickoff, that is something rare. You don't see that a lot.
Yeah, and it doesn't have titles. So, for example, if Freak is performing, we will just sit down and hang out and do the videos for him, for example. Mm. So it's not like I'm doing this certain thing for Freak. That's it's still very professional, but it's still also organic, and it's kind of a family vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's because of that, that's why there is a continuity in it. Yani, there is a kind of longevity in it. Yani, we were just in Lebanon filming something, and it was very professional, like going there, filming something.
So you always keep that professionalism. So also
there?
Yeah, this. Yeah.
But we're still brothers, family, and the whole thing. Oh, Ahmed Carter. Actually, Ahmed Carter was the first to actually shoot a music video for Freak. Although me and Freak know each other from zaman, Ahmed Carter was the first one to shoot the first two music videos for Freak.
Talking about, you know, a small introduction as well. We wanted originally to do this with Ahmed Carter because, Anna, to me, you two are one of the pillars that I see in Abu Dhabi, in that, you know, in the entertainment field especially. Give a little bit of an introduction to people, you know, about...
Well, shout out to Ahmed Carter, because a lot of people escaped and went to Dubai. We're the people that held it down and we stayed here. So, of course, shout out to my Abu Dhabi brother, Ahmed Carter, yani, and family, of course. Yani. But Ahmed is also a creative, a producer, mainly a producer, producer Khatir. Like, we would do a lot of projects where he's the producer, I'm a director, and we will, complete the puzzle. And him, but he's also creative. He started stuff long time ago. He was one of the people that started this from scratch, from nothing. He hustled and did it by himself against all odds. I know when I say against all odds, because yani,
it's really tough.
A paving road for all of us to actually like go and knock these doors and showcase your stuff. If you're in Abu Dhabi, you know this. Of course, now Abu Dhabi is different now. Yeah. It's changing.
That's now where we go back to the question earlier. Where was it? Where is it now that you see it, especially in the industry you're in?
It's totally different. Like, it started where people did not know مش ده what the photographer is, not the normal people, but even the companies. Companies were used to dealing with other companies from different parts of the world.
Foreign, yeah.
Yeah, like they will never consider someone that look like them or someone from that lives here is a creative or can take a responsibility in, like, you know, filming for a brand or doing something. So it was 100% hard. Now it's different because of the events like this. I remember back in the days in 2014, there were, I don't know if you guys remember it, Creative Lab in 2454.
Yeah.
Till
now. We watched there, yeah. Like
bro,
we were there, yeah.
Till now we're talking about it because of, here, Aslan, it's been there for, actively for a couple of years.
Yeah.
2012 to 2015 or 16. But trust me, till now, we meet each other, the people who are from the media industry, and we talk about it as if this was a college, a university.
Okay. Spot.
That, because it was a spot. It was just a place that had recording studios, panel talk.
You know what surprised me? People didn't know that all of that was for free.
Yeah, yeah, free. Nobody knows. Yeah.
You know, when we went and recorded over there, people started approaching us and they're like, yo, how much you paying to record? I said, bro, we're doing it for free.
100%.
People don't, never really asked or researched enough to know that, yo, you have a specific area that is created for you.
You have the equipment and everything.
Man, when I found out, it's like, I don't know, I won the lottery. But for free, yeah. I had to go and check. But then we registered and we went there. So all I'm saying, this place didn't have anything but space. So it's just a space, yeah. And people meet. And this is where it sparked everything. So this is where it used to be harder, but with spaces like that, it's easier.
To understand.
To just see people. Yeah. Because then I still, yeah, they call me from the old school, but I still do not believe in the networking online. يعني for me, face to face, even if it's one time. يعني shout out to Ayam Subehi, is one of the dopest directors in the city. And yeah, and we met face to face, not online.
Like, that's how it connects.
This is how it connects people. So meeting people and being with them in the same space, feeling the vibe.
It's easier right now as well.
It's easier. So answering the question, back in the days, there was nothing. Now it started to be, although it's slow. I'm not going to say like it's يعني, a huge change. It's very slow in Abu Dhabi. And it's kind of like nobody's believing in the space mentality.
Yeah.
It's just put a space and see what creatives can do or the people around it can do.
This will lead to my next topic, sorry. What kind of advice do you give for the next generation or the next set of creatives who will come? Yeah, creatives in general.
Be around other creatives. يعني,
be consistent.
It's also our responsibility. You know, we're paving the road for these creatives to come up and find something. But it's also a collective effort. Two things. Reach out to other creatives and be consistent with whatever you're doing, even though it's something small. Just keep doing it, even if it's like just...
So connect.
Consistency. Believe in the little thing that you're doing. The little things. Now, we're talking about the stuff that we did 2013 and stuff like that. At that time, we did not really think that these things are actually big. I never thought that I would be sitting here talking about the stuff that I did 2013, 2012, 2011. Because at that time, I was seeing these things are really small and nobody's going to see this. Bro, like when Freak did Batali, he did not know that somebody else is going to listen to this, let alone playing it on the stage. Well, for me to see my stuff on a big screen, like I just walked here now, just walked by and I saw the bread campaign that I did. And I'm not taking these things for granted, Yanni. Like, these are milestones. So, like, if you want to, like, for the young creatives, be consistent and be proud of the littlest thing that you're doing.
And coming to Brett, the event, it's Brett Bragg, Hypebeast, you know, and this is something that came out for Abu Dhabi. It's something that we've always been talking about. It's, you know, even when we meet, for example, on a low key outside, or me and the guys when we sit in the show, that we've always wanted something like this in the city, in Abu Dhabi, you know? What does it mean to you as a person that came all this long way?
A lot, man. Wallahi, a lot. Like, this is this is big for the city. Yani, I heard a couple of people now talking about, but bread is not like, I'm like, shut up. It's happening, and this like, let's celebrate this because it's going to be because it's going to be a milestone back then.
Yeah,
like, we need to celebrate it now because it's going to be a milestone back then.
This is the infrastructure, and this is the beginning. And
this is the beginning. Let's just celebrate it. And like I said earlier, this is like the playground from back in the days, but with a budget and with something big. So this is a milestone. I really love it, man. Like this is the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Tell us about your work in Bread.
In Bread. So, Bragg, the company who are,
brought this,
did this
production,
basically, yeah. Behind the concept as well, they got in touch, and they wanted me specifically to be part of the campaign because I represent Abu Dhabi, and that's how they view it. And that was a couple of months ago, and to be honest, like when we spoke a lot about it, I knew it was going to be big, but I did not know it was going to be this big.
I swear, first day, also especially the first day, I didn't expect as much of footfall around.
No, it's big. It's bigger than I thought when I was kind of part of. Like I knew the plan.
You managed your expectations somehow.
Kind of, because you know, like we're traumatized. So yeah, that's why. But I did the campaign. I directed the campaign for Bread, and it was done. Well, I love about it that it was done in Abu Dhabi by Abu Dhabi people, the crew from Abu Dhabi, the cast. I can't even call them cast. It was just they were featured in it because they were from Abu Dhabi, and we shot it in Khaldiya, and that was my involvement. With Bread, so the campaigning leading up to the event. So in the event, I'm just chilling again.
Omar, a legend from Abu Dhabi. Any closing words that you want to have for everybody out there?
Come to Bread, man.
That's it.
We're here. Bread. There's two more days left, right? Yeah. We're here till the 30th.
Bread is performing tomorrow, the 9th. So come check this out. It's going to be... a blast. He just injured, by the way, Freak just injured his knee, and I don't know how he's gonna mosh pit and jump around. But we'll manage it, we'll see. And
we'll carry him.
We'll carry him, we'll see how we do this.
Yo, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to everybody that did this together. Shout out to you, Tartoo. Shout out to everybody that was involved in putting this. This is something great. This is something that was needed for the culture. There is something that was needed, especially for Abu Dhabi. It's something that made people like us, you know, we talked that we need this, we need that, and it just happened. I don't believe that we should talk negatively about it because here it is. You don't have an excuse anymore. It's something you asked for, and here it is.
Yeah.
Come through, you know, pull up. And this was everything for today for us from the second session from the Flamingos podcast and Omar Tartoob. I hope you guys enjoyed. This is Yad.
Kenzie on the mic.
Nawab. Thank you guys for having me. This is I'm not gonna say Omar. Thank you guys for having me. This was a blast. I'm finally in the Flamingos podcast.
The next one as well.
I know these guys personally, but I'm really proud of you guys starting this from scratch. I remember from the pandemic, like you guys just went with it, and you were very consistent. Talking about consistency, you guys yani, are making an example out of it. So, like,
I appreciate it, man.
I'm finally on Flamingos podcast. This is not going to be the last. I'm calling you out yani, in front of everybody.
Yo, till the next one, and peace.
Peace.